we are live right now in Talkeetna, Alaska, and there's a quick 2 points on the board already for the Nanana Lynx. You're listening to the first game here today, a bright and early 8 a.m. Nanana Lynx versus the Rookies, and Kaylee Calver answered right back. The tip-off went to the Rookies, but there was a real fast steal for the Lynx, and number four is going to be quite a foe, Heather Canuck. She's moving the ball really well. The Nanana Lynx ended up beating Susitna yesterday, I believe. Yes, Sioux Valley. So here we go. Game back in action. The girls up for Nanana have ball. They're moving it down to the post. They have a hard shot that goes high. So this is that kind of... Oh, and there's a blocking call against Chanel Newman. Everyone's still getting their... The cobwebs knocked out, getting the game going here, but it's an 8 a.m. game. These two teams both won yesterday, and they're trying to get into the championship game with a win here. Shot for three up. Oh, drained it. That was number 13, Raquel Salas. And I was talking to the coach of the Lynx, and he was telling me that Raquel is probably their top scorer. On the court, we've got Peyton Kuzakin, who is driving into the basket. She takes all the way to the baseline, and the ball's going to go bounce off the foot of Raquel and throw in for the rookies. So Peyton Kuzak and Chanel Newman, Chantel Mack, Kaylee Calver, and Kiana Utek on the floor right now for the rookies. Rookies having a good time up here. We got to go out to dinner yesterday at the Banana Roadhouse, which is a really fun little hot spot here. And another shot by Kaylee's good. Dialing it in from long distance. That one not quite three, but just about there. That will bring it within one. The score is 5-4 here. And the Lynx have possession. And number 21 looked at a shot for three, but she decided to send it back outside. Good move of the ball here. Both these teams look very comparable. Oh, and good job by Salas. Raquel Salas driving into the lane and taking it up. Even against traffic, she put up a nice shot or two. Good layup. And the rookie's looking to tie it up with a three-pointer right here. Didn't quite go down, but good rebound and putback by Kaylee Calver. And she gets the board again and setting up the shot, opportunity for another shot for two. Oh, Kaylee just off the front rim. Good shot. Good effort there. Kaylee owning the backboard. She is definitely the tallest person on the floor right now. And with a little boxing out, she'll be able to control the situation here on the rebound. Here's a shot up. It's by the Lynx, no good. So the rookies will get another chance here to move the lead up, not their lead, but to catch up to the Lynx. They feed a high pass down to Chantel. Probably not the best move. She had a defender in front of her and just couldn't quite get there. Oh, and before the foul is called on Peyton, we have a carrying violation against Raquel Salas. So good timing there. And the ref whistle blew before the foul occurred, so I knew there was something going on. Oh, a high pass to Kaylee gets fumbled. Yep, and out of bounds. The rookies had a real slow game yesterday when they played against the Tanana Wolves. The score at the halftime was 6-4. Both teams just could not get their offenses plugged in, and there was tight defense from both sides. So... definitely a different game so far. 4-7 is the score. The rookies trail by three. The winner of this game will have an automatic berth into the championship. And today at 1 p.m., the Sandpoint Eagles are going to square off against the Tanana Wolves. So this is going to be the boys. Oh, and man, there was a save attempt there by Raquel Salas, and it went straight into the hands of Chanel Newman, but they're going to call it out of bounds before she got the save in. That would have been a... Oh, substitution coming in here for the number 11's coming in. Show of place 23. Arias Stofa sitting down. And Kristen Morey coming in. Kaylee's got the ball. She's going to put another jump shot up. Oh, it rolls all the way around the rim. Doesn't quite go down. And the rebound goes to, oh, the Lynx, and doing a good job. A cross pass to the other side of the post. But high off the glass, they're getting the ball down to the post really well, the Lynx. But they're having a hard time making baskets. A couple of their shots have just gone way high over the rim. And there the ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last poked out by the rookies. So the Lynx will throw it in. We are live right here in Talkeetna for live rookie basketball here on KSDP. This is the rookies versus the Lynx and the Nana. The Nana Lynx have a couple state championships underneath their... Oh, and there's a foul against number four, Heather Canuck. Yeah, pushing violation. Oh, no, they're going to call that one against Peyton or Chanel. No, Peyton, sorry, okay. And that was interesting because Canuck kind of like threw her shoulder into it. They're going to call the contact initiated by Peyton. Second team foul for the rookies. We're 4:30 left in the first quarter. Nice crossover there by Canuck. Oh, but Peyton's waiting for it this time, and she pokes out the ball. Stays in the hands of the Lynx. But Coach Ralph Lindquist here, principal at both King Cove and Sandpoint at different times, took the girls and the Nana to a couple state championships. So these girls know something about winning. They're a good squad. There's a jump shot. Going to be good. So the score now 9-4 in favor of the Lynx. Rookies looking to close the gap here a little bit. So they'll send it down to Kiana. No go. Oh, a travel there against Peyton. She took the ball, dribbled once, pulled up her dribble, and then started going again. Kiana's going to sit down now, and Mary Lee's going to come in. So the coach putting in Mary Lee's going to try to get the shooting game plugged in. Cameron Samuelson still sitting on the bench, but she's doing okay. Oh, wide open opportunity for three. He's going to go way over the basket, though, for the Lynx. They get the rebound, and King Cove struggling on the boards this morning. Oh, foul there. Number one was driving in. That's Angel Brown. And as she drives in the baseline, she had a real wide open look at the basket. And Kaylee Calver just came up and popped her in the hand, sending her to the line for a chance for two. Glenn Krause walking in here, the former Nana Lynx himself. Not sure he's going to cheer for today, but hopefully he knows to cheer for the rookies. Oh, it's a real tight game so far. 9-4, 3:30 left to go here. This is the first game at the ASAA Certified Sioux Valley Crawley Classic Tournament. Definitely a great, great tournament for the smaller schools right here on the road system in beautiful Talkeetna, Alaska. Second attempt is up. Both shots were missed. And there's Mary Lee getting herself a rebound. Good job by Mary Lee there. And Peyton Kazakin takes the ball fast and had a good pass over to the perimeter. Peyton gets wide open for a three. It's off the baseline, but it's off. Shankel puts one up. That putback's no good. Fight for it again. Oh, and they pass it back outside of Chanel. Chanel was lethal from three-point territory yesterday. That shot does not go down, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Lynx. So the rookies will throw it in underneath their basket. Another long shot for two, and that one is good. So the rookies close it in to 3 points now, 9-6 in the score. And the Lynx are going to try to lengthen that lead once again. And there's Salas. She did a good job two-stepping all the way into the lane. And layup was no good, but the putback will count for two. Salas has some real control of the ball. Very good player. Peyton drives it in. Oh, and that pass is a little hard and high, but Mary Lee's able to maintain control. Oh, and Mary Lee got real excited and sent a real hard pass over the top of the fingers of Chanel Newman. Out of bounds on the sideline, possession now in the hands of the Lynx. The rookies having a little bit of a hard time here engaging on their offense. You know, it's a real early morning. They did a great job yesterday against Hannah, but the Lynx are a very good team. The rookies are definitely staying with them. Oh, there's a good defensive play by Chanel. Oh, but it opened up. Everyone shifted all the way to the left, and it opened up the right side for number 11 to get an easy pass down to a wide-open post, Kristen Morey. And 13-6, rookies looking to close the gap. Chanel Newman puts up a shot for three. Doesn't go down, but nice physical recovery there on the rebound. She muscled her way in. Got the board, and possession stays with the rookies. Under two to go here in the first. And here comes Kaylee. Nice little hook shot. Turns into the paint and puts it up. Good for two. 13-8. So the rookies staying within striking distance, but they need to get a couple back-to-back baskets here. They keep trading off with the Lynx. Lynx had the ball now, moving it around. And they're looking for that backdoor opportunity. I heard the coach say backdoor. Oh, man. Hard to defend against that one. Number 10, Melissa Nicoli. 3 points. 8-16 now. The rookie is down by half. Here's a long shot for two. It's going to miss the rim. Air ball, but saved by Shankel. And what a great save by Mary Lee. She keeps the ball alive. Shankel put it in from the bottom post, but does not go down. And Mary Lee's going to sit down. And Emily Brandel's going to come in, another shooter for the rookies. Under 1 minute to go here. The score is 16-8. Nanana controlling this first quarter. We'll see what adjustments Coach Barker has to make here as we go into the second quarter. Nanana moving the ball around, letting the clock burn down a little bit before they take their final shot. 40 left here. Don't forget, 1 p.m., Sandpoint Boys will square off against Canada. Oh, a shot from the top of the key does not go in. And a good steal there, missed pass by the Lynx, goes into the hands of Shankel. 30 seconds, Coach Barker calling for the last shot. They send out to Emily Brandel. Brandel's got defense swarming her, so she kicks it back over. Oh, and a good pass down to the post, gets intercepted by Ruckett. Oh, and the ball's down, both the girls fighting for it. And 8 seconds left, Emily Brandel sends it down to Shankel. Shankel's wide open for the bottom post. Oh, it was a great-looking layup, just did not go down. And that's going to be the buzzer. Good effort by the rookies to get those final 2 points on the board, but the basket just would not go down. And as we enter in the second quarter, the Lynx controlling this one 16-8. But definitely King Cove could swing the momentum around into their favor. We'll see what happens here. Want to say a quick word to our sponsors. Thank you to the King Cove Corporation, the Sandpoint or the Schumann Corporation, as well as GCI, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Also a big thank you to all the airlines, Grant Aviation, Peninsula Airways, the Aleutians East Borough, Eider Air, and Lake Clark Air, also the FV Red Hunter. Thank you guys for your support and this coverage of the Sittna Valley Talkeetna Crawley Classic can only happen because of our sponsors. Thank you so much for your support. See the boys in here from Sandpoint. They've rolled on in to cheer on the rookies. It was an early morning for everybody. And I was talking to Coach Barker, and he was telling me that he thinks that this happened last time as well for the rookies. When the last time that they won the championship, they had to play a real early morning game. Possessions going to the rookies as we begin the second quarter. And we'll see what Coach Barker has pulled up his sleeve here. Back on the floor, we've got Chanel Payton, Shankel, Emily Brandel, and Kaylee, the same crew that left us. Oh, and a reach in there by number 10. Pokes the ball out. That's Melissa Nicoli. And Emily tries to save it, but can't. It goes out. Last touch by her. So good effort on both these teams. A 3-2 zone the girls are settling into right now for the rookies. We're going to try to cut off the long shots. Kaylee and Shankel are both playing the lower post, and they're the two tallest players on the floor. Some adjustments I'd like to see would definitely be a bit more. Oh, there's a good job. They're keeping good pressure on the upper post, on the upper perimeter. But I would like to see the rookies taking time to box out a little more. There's a wide open shot. Shankel got the rebound. Nanana has had a fair amount of missed shots, but they've also had a fair chance of putting it back. Here they move down to the post. Oh, and the pass number one was there to snatch that one out, but Angel Brown couldn't quite get her hand on it, so Peyton will keep control. And they send it down low to Kaylee. She loses possession, but they get it back. Good job. That was good defense. They're really giving enough room on the defense. Oh, three shot by Chanel. It was good look. It went all the way around the rim. Didn't go in. Angel Brown gets the board, and she's going to lose control as Peyton comes back and does a great job moving right in front of her. No foul, and just disrupting that play. And that was a great defensive maneuver by Peyton Kazakin. Throw in underneath their own basket for the Lynx, and here's the toss-in. 6:45 to go here in the first half. And crisp passes by the Lynx. But here's a steal by Chanel Newman. Good defensive by the rookies. And King Cove will take their time moving this one in. We've got 6:30 on the clock here. 8-16 is the score. And Emily's going to, send it down to the post. And Kaylee's having a real tough time. Number 11 is a real defensive player. Kristen Morey doing a great job. They're trying to feed it down to Kaylee. And that time she gets 2 points off of it. But Morey keeps just giving enough distance to make it look like you can pass down to Kaylee. And then she just dives in there and disrupts the play. A little bit of a jumbled pass there. And the ball goes out of bounds. Touched by the Lynx. And a sub on the floor as Kiana Utek's going to come in for Emily Brandel. We've got 6:08 on the clock. The score is 16-10. The Lynx still in the lead. But here comes the rookies moving fast. They quickly utilize Kiana down on the bottom post. Good job by Peyton Kazakin driving into the paint, getting all the defense on her and putting it down to the post where Kiana was wide open. Now it's 16-12. King Cove is getting those baskets that they needed to close the gap. Only 4 points between these two teams. Oh, good defense there. The ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by the rookies. That was Kiana, I believe, who disrupted the pass down to the post. Angel Brown will throw it in for the Lynx. And they get it up to the top of the perimeter. And they'll take their time. Oh, here they go. Driving the baseline. Nice little jump shot by number 2, Kiana Ullery. First we've seen of her in this game. And that's 18-12 now. 3-point shot up by Chanel. She's been trying them all morning with limited success. That one also a no-go. The Lynx get the rebound, and they have a real fast offensive transition. Oh, but they couldn't. The passes were not good. A missed pass goes into the hands of the rookies. They had a real fast transition, but the rookies were able to transition defensively as well. Oh, and there was a pass. Just couldn't quite get into the hands of Kaylee. Peyton gets back fast on defense. Oh, good job. Peyton doing really good on the defense here. Coach Barker's going to call a 30-second timeout and kind of reiterate what he was talking to the girls about in the last quarter break, because right now we're seeing Sam or King Cove continuing to do what they were doing before, which isn't – they're not doing anything really bad. It's just they're not making the adjustments. And as they move in, the plays that the rookies are going for, they drive in from the top of the key, jump stop in, pass it outside, and then feed it down to the post, which is great, but they're consistently doing the same thing, and it's not getting a lot of results. And the Lynx are aware of this. The coach has seen what they're doing, and he's adjusting. So the rookies then kind of end up taking long shots for three. Chanel has taken several long three-point shots that we're really close, but just not quite dialed in. So the rookies need to take the opportunity to make the changes. And we'll see. Chantel's going to sit down. We've got Kiana and Kaylee in down on the post. And Mary Lee's back. And another three-point shot by Chanel just doesn't go in. Oh, and there's a good job by Mary Lee defensively, almost doing the ball. It was in her hand twice, but never really very solidly in her hand. So it stays with the Lynx. And with 4:30 on the clock, the score is 18-12. Nanana leading the way on this one. Oh, and there's a missed pass. It's going to go over and back. Yep, good job there by the rookies, putting on the defensive pressure. The Lynx are coming in and settling into what looks like a bit of a 2-3 zone. But no, it's man. It's kind of a man-to-man zone. We'll say 2-3 zone, but there's a lot of shifting in it on the top perimeter that makes it look like a man-to-man positioning. You bet, best of both worlds. So here they go, feeding it down. Mary Lee's going to take a shot that goes off, but Kiana right there for the rebound and the putback. Good job. Putback on the post has been where it's at for the rookies, and I hope that they keep this up. And with one unanswered basket, they could bring it in within two. 18-14 is the score. And here's the Lynx. They're going to drive the baseline. Oh, nice cross the post pass gets intercepted by Chanel Newman. And here's the rookies with their chance to bring it in. Another three-point shot by Chanel. It's not even going to hit the rim this time. They need to feed it down to the post. The post has been where the success has been today. There's another missed pass, and Peyton's got a breakaway. She's got to keep her composure. Oh, that was good defense there played by number 2. Kiana Ullery. put the right amount of pressure onto Peyton for it to go hard off the glass. And that will be a throw-in for the Lynx here underneath the King Cove basket. We got 3:60 on the clock, 18 to 14. Good steals, two back-to-back steals by the rookies. Just weren't able to turn them into any points. And again, a little reminder, at 1 o'clock today, we are going to have the Tanana Wolves playing against the Eagles. The Eagles coming off of a big win against the Rams of Sioux Valley yesterday. That was huge. Great, great game. And a big one for the... Here's Peyton wide open on the baseline. Oh, that was in and out. And here's a fast break opportunity off the rebound, but Peyton does a good job staying back. Oh, man, Peyton's defense is really dialed in this morning. She just stops that fast break again. Her third stop. Oh, there's a good steal by number 3, Darlene Martin. She saw that play, but Chanel gives her one more and steals it right back. Good. I mean, it's been a lot of stealing this morning, I think. Oh, Mary Lee takes a long shot for 2. It's got a low arc, no go. Rebounded by 23, Araya Stofa. And here comes the Rams. Oh, but not the Rams, sorry, the Lynx. But a poke out there by Mary Lee. And good job there by Mary, but she's going to sub out, and Chantel's going to come back in. And I've said this before so far this game, that I'd like to see the rookies sending it back down to the post a little bit more. They've had a lot of success on the bottom end. There's a shot for 3. No good. Peyton's going to get the rebound. Tipped up out of her by Kiana. Good teamwork there by those girls. And they keep going for long shots. Here they go, feeding it down to Chantel. She's got tight defense on her. She puts up a shot from the post. It's no good. Oh, and a save there by the Lynx. Goes almost into the hands of the rookies, but the Lynx are able to hold on to possession. 1:37 left to go in the half. 14-12. Nana's still in control of the game, but the rookies have closed the gap here by a few points. They were down by 8 at the end of the first. And here's the rookies again, moving the ball, looking for an opportunity. Oh, wide open Kaylee Calver on the three-point line. She takes it, and that's a three-point to take. She gets her own rebound. It bounced high. Oh, she falls to the ground. Is able to pass it, but it goes over to the Lynx. Oh, and missed shot by the Lynx there. Rebounded by the rookies. And the rookies have the ball here. Chanel's wide open for 3. She's going to take it. And that time, it connects. Coach Barker's going to call a timeout. They're only down by 3 now, 20-17. And, they're shooting maybe, I'm thinking for the three-point line, they're shooting 1 for probably close to 10 now. It has not been a successful trip to the three-point line for the rookies in this game. They have had success down the bottom post, but here they are. They're within striking distance. They have kept up. Their defense has been stellar. Lots of steals from both teams, but that has kept King Cove in the race. So we're going to see here what happens as we go into the final minute of the first half. The score is 20-17. The snow finally stopped coming down here, but, man, there's a nice little fresh blanket of it. It looks beautiful. You can see foot tracks all over the place. It's a beautiful time up here in Talkeetna, a really pretty village. Nice little sleepy spot here in the wintertime. It really comes alive with tourists during the summer. I'd love to come over and see it. So here's Nana with the ball, moving it around, looking for an opportunity. They get a wide-open look there on the other side, but the defense shifts fast enough to prevent them from taking the shot. They're doing some good passing, and there's the shot. It was open. No good. Fight for the rebound goes into the hands of 13, Raquel Salas. So the Lynx will get one more chance here. They're calling for the last shot. They want to burn down the clock as best they can. Doing a good job moving around. There's a shot for 3. Oh, drained by Raquel Salas. She is a great player. That does give the rookies a chance for one more opportunity here. Chanel gets it. She sends it back. She's got an opportunity. Chanel open from the baseline. Oh, just missed. It was right off the front of the rim. No good. And as we go into the second half, the score is going to be 23 for the Lynx, 17 for the rookies. The rookies have closed within 6 points. They were down by 8 at the end of the last quarter, so good effort by King Coast staying in this game. They were only down by 3 until a minute ago when the Lynx put in the final point to the first half, which was a 3-pointer, putting it back up to 6. Thank you to our sponsors once again, to Eider Air, Grant Aviation, Peninsula Airways. Also, thank you to the Copper Whale Inn, Downtown Anchorage, GCI, Lucian's Eastboro, also Lake Clark Air, the SV Red Hunter, and WazPak Electronics and Sandpoint. Thank you so much to the Shoeing Corporation and the King Cove Corporation for all your support of these broadcasts. King Cove and Sandpoint Basketball would not happen without these sponsors. Thank you so much for your support. And don't go anywhere. We've got the exciting conclusion coming up here in just a minute. The second half of the Nanana Lynx versus the Rookies. The winner of this one goes on for a chance in the championship. The loser has to fight their way from the back door. So make sure you stay tuned. We've got great basketball coming your way. Bright and early, the sun's just starting to come out. There's a beautiful layer of snow on the ground and great basketball on the floor. Right now, the Rookies are playing against the Lynx from Nanana. And with 30 seconds into the third quarter, the Lynx had possession, but they were unable to do anything with it. So the Rookies will take a chance at it. The Rookies are down. The score is 23-17. It's been real tight the whole way. They were down only by 3. There's Chanel putting up a shot from the field. Doesn't go in. Oh, and the rebound almost went to Chantel's hands, and she almost got the put back, but goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rookies. So here comes the Lynx. The Lynx have been controlling this game to their so far. Oh, but there's a good trap there. And a rebound by Kiana, but she goes to the floor, able to hold on to the possession, though. Sends it over to Peyton Kuzakin. Shot for 3. Oh, calling that a long distance 2. So the Rookie is now down by 5. Oh, no, by 4. Good job closing it in there. It doesn't get any closer to a 3-point shot without being 3 on that one. Kaylee's been real good from the field. She's been the top shooter for the Rookies. I like to moving the ball down low a little bit more, getting down into the post. There's a Lynx with the ball. They have good movement, good crisp passing, but King Cove stayed in this game with a defensive steal. They're looking real good on defensively, and here they are keeping the high pressure. They have left some wide open shots, though, and there was one. Number 4 put up a shot for the Lynx, and she got her own rebound. That is Heather Canuck. And Canuck will take it all the way around to the other side of the perimeter, and they'll try it from the left-hand side. The Lynx play a real slow offense. They just kind of grind it out, working their offense around, letting the opportunities work. And Coach Barker was telling me that he noticed this when he was watching them play yesterday. They had a win against Sioux Valley, I believe. No. Sioux Valley. Yeah, they had a win against Sioux Valley, I think. And the Lynx did a good job working their offense. Oh, but there's a drive in that gets stolen up by Chanel. And, man, Chanel had a player on top of her, and she still just gets up and rips the ball out. Great hustle by Chanel Newman. She had Angel Brown literally on top of her. No, there's a send down, but good defense by 23. It's putting pressure. And, a blocking call there against the Rookies. Very interesting choice to that call. And substitution coming in now on the floor. Number 14 will step in. That's Teresa George, and she will replace. Couldn't catch the number before she sat down. They're feeding the kids good here, Mom and Dad. Don't worry. They have a great kitchen. Tacos last night. And then today they had breakfast burritos. The food is stellar here. So the kids are all eating good and getting powered up, staying energized for their games. We have 4:50 left on the clock here. And a 30-second timeout being called by the coach of Nanana. The Rookies down by 4, 23-19, and it's been a real good game here. Rookies need to get the possession back here and see what they can do. Coach Barker working the outer perimeter, letting his girls have plenty of time for jump shots. This is what they did against Canada as well. And I'd like to see him take it to Chantel a little bit more, see what she can work down from the bottom post. There's the buzzer. I know Mike Matthews, the coach of Susitna Valley, wants to give me a shout out. Wants me to give a shout out to all the players over and all the people in in Sandpoint. He's an old Sandpoint teacher. So here we go, 4:50 on the clock here in the third quarter. The Rookies trail by four. The Rams, the Lynx from Nenana have the ball coming in here. We are live in Talkeetna. This is the Crawley Classic. Great small school. Oh, a shot goes up there. 23 couldn't connect to the basket of Ryan Stofa. But there is a good hustle for the rebound, and Raquel Salas keeps the ball in possession of the Lynx. They're going to try it again from the post, but Peyton's there for the snatch and grab. She gets the ball out of the hands of number 23, Araya Stofa. And the rookies have a chance here to bring within two. They have a hard time passing it down. The defense on the bottom post is really good, and that's been making it hard. Oh, there was an attempted steal. It left the baseline open for Chanel. Chanel's got wide open shot for three. Good line. Nothing but net. They drain that one, and now it is a one-point game. 23-22. That three-point shot was much needed by the rookies. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Starting to see the girls from Sandpoint trickle in. They're going to have a game tonight at 6:30. And that is going to be, I'm trying to remember who that one will be against. Nana is playing here. So it won't be against Nana, obviously. And there's a good effort there for a shot by the Lynx that won't go down. So King Cove has a chance here to take the lead for the first time in a while. A jumper from long distance, too, doesn't go in. Rebound goes to Raquel for the Lynx, and she's going to have a real fast transition. Good pass to the bottom post. That's how you do it in practice. That gives the lead now to 3 points, 25-22. King Cove looking to close the gap here. They send it down to Kiana. She turns it up. Nice shot. Brings it back within 1 point. Good feed there. She was able to beat the defense. Puts it up on the left-hand side. Didn't even need to use the backboard. I'm standing here next to Edmund Cumberledge. Edmund says hello out there to everyone in Radio Land. He's my fellow broadcaster and the future of KSCP Radio, especially for the sports side of it. He did a great job helping us at the Trident tip-off. Helping, I mean controlling things. He was running the show at the Trident tip-off. So here's the Lynx with the ball. They've got 2:30 on the clock. Good drive in and send down to the bottom post, but it's no good. Oh, but there's a rebound into Kristen Morey's hand, and the Lynx will get one more chance here. So the rookie's doing a good job. They're staying in it. 25-24 is the score. 2:30 left in the third quarter, and their defense has been on point. Here they go. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a body check by Shankel. We'll send Angel Brown to the line for a chance for two. Angel turned into the post and put up a little hook from the paint. Shankel moved in her body and put the pressure on. So Angel gets two from the line. First one's up. And it's missed. Rookie's still within one. Kiana's going to step out, and that will put Emily Brandel in. Emily will take a spot on the bottom post. She's eyeing the spot that Emily took, thinking I should be there for that rebound opportunity. Yep, and the rebound's going to go into the hands of the Lynx. And that may have been different if Kaylee was down on the bottom end of the post. Ball went to Emily's side. Oh, and there's a good defensive play there by Emily Brandel. She moved, positioned herself and did a good little defensive play. Oh, nice reach in by Raquel Salas. She saw that pass coming a mile away and just dove in there, knocking it out. Sideline throw in for the rookies. And they, a fast pass by Emily Brandel was out of the reach of Kaylee Calver, so it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Emily and the rookies. Two on the clock, 25-24. Sandpoint within striking distance here for the lead. But the Lynx have the ball, and they're looking to lengthening their score up here by three. Oh, shot goes up off the back of the rim. Oh, rebound by Chanel, and almost a jump ball there. Number four got her hands on and was fighting hard. Heather Canuck, but good. Peyton goes down hard. Oh, looks like she came down on something pretty hard. She's looking to get a little help there from Coach Paul Barker. And we'll see what happens here in a few seconds. They're taking a quick look. 1:46 on the clock. The score is 25-24. The rookie's just down by one. And we're in a timeout right now. The rookies have possession of the ball. They're doing a good job moving up quickly. A real good game by Peyton Kuzak and defensively. The rookies have done a great job on defense this game. They've really kept themselves alive. They've been able to shut down the offense and had lots of steals. Haven't been able to convert a lot of points on the steals. Good job by the Nanana Lynx. They've been in the lead for, I'd say, probably all the game, except for the first quarter, a few opportunities that the rookies had. So a timeout on the floor right now. Peyton just took a little bit of a tumble, and they're taking a look to see how she's doing. Just checking her out. Looks like she just came down on a funny spot. 25-24 is the score, and we are live at the Crawley Classic in Talkeetna, Alaska. And I'm looking outside right now and seeing the beautiful landscape. There's just a nice frosting on the trees, a beautiful dusting of snow. It's only snowed about 16 inches. And there's Peyton. She's standing up. It looks like it's her ankle that's giving her a hard time. She's going to go take a seat and raise up her ankle and let it get a little rest. Good job by Peyton. She's had a great game against the Lynx so far, and hopefully she'll be able to get back in here to help the rookies go to a win. 1:46 on the clock, and tapping in is going to be Mary Lee Yachmanoff. She'll replace Peyton. So there's Mary Lee. They move it down. Shenkel, it was almost a great feed, but a good tip up there by Raquel Salas. Keeps Shenkel from keeping her hands on it. Here comes the Lynx driving the baseline, but they'll pull back and feed it back out. And, you know, for an 8 a.m. game, we've got a few teams who have come out here. The teams all get kicked out of their rooms early at these tournaments usually because school has to go on. So they've got to clean up their rooms that they're sleeping in. Oh, reach and foul there against number one, Angel Brown. Only the first team foul so far in the second half. It's been a very low fouling game. And here we go, 1:13 on the clock, 25-24. Chanel Newman playing point. There's another slam out by Raquel Salas. Oh, they're going to say it was last tipped off the hands of the rookies. The rookies getting back on defense. They're setting into their 3-2 zone with Kaylee and Shenkel in the bottom post. And we'll see what happens here as we go in. High pass. The bottom post was open. Oh, contact foul there on Kaylee is going to send number four to the line. That's Heather Canuck. And that was a shooting foul. Good job by Kaylee. Only the third team foul against the rookies. And as I look at the bench, just trying to take a little peek to see how Peyton's doing. She looks like she's doing okay. Still has her ankle elevated. Under one to go here. The score remains 25-24. Second attempt up. First attempt was no good. Second attempt also no good. Shenkel gets the rebound. And the rookies are going. They're getting the call to move the ball down low. Chanel needs some help, and she gets it from Mary Lee. Mary Lee asking for a favor back, and she gets help from her. They send it back. Emily. Oh, Shenkel is wide open on the post. Loose ball. Travel call. Yeah. Mary Lee fell to the floor. She And if she falls down and slides, they're going to call a travel. But, man, good effort, good hustle by Mary Lee. Shenkel had a really good look on the bottom post. If she had gotten the ball, she would have been wide open for the drop step in and the lead. Here comes the Lynx looking for a chance to lengthen their lead here. Good movement of the ball. Gets number four, Canuck, wide open for a three-point shot. That does not go down. Angel Brown gets the rebound, but not without working for it. Oh, and there's a good move. Good movement of the ball. It sends it down to the bottom post. And here's a full court press. And the turnover immediately up the press. But it's no time for a shot, and it's going to be 27-24 as we go into the final quarter of this game. King Cove was in striking distance, but they've been down for the majority of the game. They're going to need to pull some pressure here and get this one up for the rookies if they want to walk away with a win. Stop. Full court press employed there by the Lynx. The rookies are going to have to be ready for that. It turned into a real quick steal. We want to say thank you to our sponsors, the King Cove Corporation and the Schumann Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, Lucian's Eastboro. Also, thank you to Peninsula Airways, Grant Aviation, Shoeing Corporation, and King Cove Corporation. If I didn't say them already, it's an early morning here this morning. Also, thank you to the FV Red Hunter, the Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage, and GCI. We're here at the Crawley Classic in South Keaton, Alaska. What a beautiful little spot right on the Sterling Highway. And then what a game we've got on our hands here. The rookies looking to catch up and walk away with a win into the championship. But the Nana Lynx making it real difficult. The Lynx are ahead 27-24. And as the buzzer sounds, the rookies will have possession of the ball. And Peyton continues to ice down her ankle. Over back, yep. Good defensive play there. And Mary Lee on the floor, Emily Brandel, Chantel, Kaylee, and Chanel Newman for the rookies. And here's the Lynx now with possession. Their defense making it real hard. Oh, and there was a wide open opportunity by number 11, Kristen Morey, to take a shot. She's going to take it this time. She got another good look. Oh, man. Yeah, you can't leave her wide open like that. She drained the three-pointer. And there's the ball now, 30-24. And there's that full court press that we were talking about. Emily Brandel drives down the middle, loses. Oh, Chantel's wide open on the baseline, and she sends it across the post. And there's Mary Lee Yashinev putting it up and in, and they bring it within four now. It's still a two-possession game. And Lynx had the ball, looking to continue their lead. That three-pointer there by number 11 was critical, and she's open from the baseline again. No, she got the rolling ball pass over to her. No opportunity to cock it back and put it up. So the Lynx, oh, there's a missed pass there. Going to number 10 in between her legs, but she holds on to it. Melissa Nicoli. There's a shot that's in from the baseline. Two more points to the Lynx, and here's a full-court press. Oh, there's a turnover right there. Raquel Salas right where she needed to be. Oh, but a missed opportunity there by the rook, by the Lynx as it goes out of bounds, last touch by Nanana. And the girls having a hard time with this full court press. Kiana's going to come in for Mary Lee. They need a little bit more height here. So Kiana Utek will come in. She'll get it. Pass back. And yeah, good job. They break the. Oh, no, there's a steal. The reach-in, no foul call on the reach-in. Oh, and there's two more points on the board for the Nana Lynx, 34-26. Another steal on the full court press. That was a bad pass. It just got picked right up. Oh, huge deflection by Kaylee Calver. The girls down by eight. And, yeah, Coach Barker telling the girls, you need to take the ball up here. It's 34-26, and the full court pressure is really giving the rookies a hard time here. So throw in underneath their own basket for the Lynx. Oh, wide open for three. Rachel Salas doesn't go in. Chantel gets a rebound. And a good fight for the rebound between Chantel and number four, Heather Canuck. And it's going to go to the rookies. And here's Kaylee Calver. She's going to try and power it up. She runs into some trouble. But the rookies hold on through a wild series of passes. They send it down to Kiana on the opposite side. Oh, it rolls all the way around. She gets a putback and fouled. So she's going to go to the line for two. Chance to bring it back within six. And this has got to be killing Peyton. She's on the sideline with ice on her ankle. She wants to get back in there. Nanana Lynx taking full advantage of Peyton's absence to put on the full court press. So here's Kiana at the line. High arcing shot. Nothing but net on that first one. And here we go now, a little substitution on the floor. Number 21 is going to come in for the Lynx. That's Michelle De La Rosa. Haven't seen a lot of her on the floor. Kiana's second attempt is another high arcing shot, and she drains it. Beautiful free throw shot. And the rookies move to within six. With under six to go here, they are well within striking distance, but they need to make sure that they work hard. Oh, another three-point shot up. Doesn't go in. Chantel gets the rebound. And she's looking for a little help as she pulls up her dribble, and Kaylee Calver will give it to her. Here's Kaylee dribbling the ball up. Oh, pass down to Emily Brandel, gets lost, picked up by number 11, and the Lynx have the ball now. Good pickup there by Kristen Morey. And looks like the Lynx are going to try to burn down the clock a little bit. Good passing around. 34-28. It's a real tight game here. Oh, three-point shot by number 10, Melissa Nicoli. Lengthens the lead now. And here's that full-court press. Emily Brainell. High pass over to Kayla Calvert. Good job. Oh, and Chanel had a real opportunity from the three-point line, but they decided to hold on to it. There she's going to take it on the baseline. Oh, just up and over. Emily Brainell gets the rebound and pulls back. She's got some tight defense all over her. Long shot for two. Low and good. Good shot there by Kaylee, bringing it within seven. Three-point shots have been really crucial for the Lynx in lengthening their lead. 4:35 on the clock here. The Lynx have the ball. They move it down. They're looking to burn down the clock. Now they take a shot, and it's good for two. No, good for three. Oh, my goodness. So now that moves the Lynx to a 10-point lead. Nice laser pass by Emily Brandel. Gets Kaylee Calver the ball. And the rookie's shot goes high off the glass by Chanel. She's able to pull down the rebound and put back, and that's good for two. But three beats two every time. The rookie's having a hard time closing the gap here with all the three-point shots that the Lynx have been taken down. 40-32. They're down by eight. And that 3-2 zone should make it harder for the perimeter that the rookies play. But the Lynx have been getting some wide-open shots. Here's another three-point shot. Oh, it goes off the rim. And they're going to call a foul there. Emily Brandel's going to sit down. It's possession for the Lynx. Actually, they're just going to call it out of bounds. Last touch by Chankel. So there's a throw into the basket. They'll just take the high road and send it out to the half-court line. 3:37 on the clock here. 40-32. The Lynx have the lead. They've been fueled by some really big three-point shots here in the fourth quarter. Coach Barker calling for them to get aggressive on the defense. The defense for the rookies has been big. Oh, Raquel gets a wide-open three-point shot. Does not go down. Rebound. Off the... Oh, they're going to say it went off the body of number one and tapped to Kiana as it went off. So possession for the Lynx going in here, back on the baseline underneath their basket. Discussion for the white for the referee here. The referee, the referee with a good line saw it going off of Kiana. The referee kind of came in to question that, but he explained to him his reasoning for it. So a throw in again on the baseline. They'll throw it in high again. And here's the Lynx with the ball, 3:13 on the clock. So rookie's down by eight. They've got Peyton on the sideline, icing down a twisted ankle. And the rookies need to get the ball. They have shot up. It's good for a long distance, too. And the Nana Lynx continue to be in the lead by 10 here. And they were just fueled by some three-point shots, making it real hard for the rookies to close the gap. The rookies have been staying in there, though. Here's Kiana with it now. Staying back to the outside. A nice little floating shot by Kaylee Calver is no good. Rebound and fast break. It's going to be a little bit too fast, I think. Angel Brown's able to maintain control, but she can't do anything with it, so she sends it back outside. Rebound fought for between Angel Brown and Chantel Mack, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. Full court press has just been really hard for the rookies. Chanel looking for some help. Full timeout being called by Coach Paul Barker, and they're just having a real hard time with this full court pressure. Three-point shots and the full-court press have given the Lynx the edge here as we go into the final 2 minutes, 30 seconds of the game. The rookies down 42-32. They're still within striking distance, but they've got to be able to do something here to light things up. It looks like they're not going to be able to bring Peyton Kazakin back into the game. She is the full-court press breaker. So we'll see what happens. And at 1 o'clock, don't forget, we've got the Sandpoint Eagles And they'll play against the Wolves from Tanana, which will be a great game. Looking forward to seeing what happens there. The rookies played against the ladies of Tanana and had a win there against them. So we got 2 minutes and 25 seconds. We're here live at Talkeetna, Alaska for the Crawley Classic, one of the best tournaments for small schools in the state. And we've got all over our wonderful land here. We've got the Nanilchik Wolverines, the King Cove, also the Tanana Wolves and Nano Lynx. Standpoint all over the board, just players from everywhere. And this is in the Nano Lynx now, and the rookies. And I see that Peyton is testing out her ankle now. She does not have it elevated any longer. She's testing it out to see what she has to put in there. And we've got a opportunity here for the rookies to bring it in. They've got the ball, moving it around the perimeter, looking for an opportunity. And Kaylee Calvert's got double team on her right now. Oh, and a real hard pass to Chanel at close distance. Gets picked up by number two, and she'll drive it in, but no good on that layup attempt. And Kaylee Calvert gets the board, and everyone's transitioning back. And so now they're playing a half-court trap, very similar to what Sandpoint, the boys from Sandpoint play. And it's where you just wait high up on the half-court line, and you trap them in with two people. And it's a really good, it's almost even harder than a full-court press in some ways. So here's Chanel. She's looking for an opportunity for 3 points, but she can't get open enough to take a shot. There's a really off shot, off balance, lane forward, didn't quite get to the basket. And Nana now is going to get a fast break layup. They'll expand the lead to 14 now, and it looks like King Cove's running out of steam. Here's a full court press. Chanel's breaking pass. And good job by Chanel getting around number 21 and forcing a foul, Michelle De La Rosa. 14 points between these two teams, 1:11 o'clock. King Cove needs to put in, Chanel is going to throw the ball out of bounds there. She had no opportunity. And without Peyton on the floor right now, it's just really just being difficult for King Cove to get things into gear. So here they go on defense, step back into the 3-2 zone. Under 1 minute to go, down by 14. Nanana looking to walk away with the win here. And King Cove will not be out of there with a loss here. They'll just have to work their way up from the bottom bracket to the championship. Good defense there by Chanel Newman. 48 seconds on the clock. Coach Barker telling the girls, don't give up. Do not let this game end slow. You fight all the way to the end. And it's hard when you feel like you've lost the game and you want to just give up, but you have to keep the defense strong. You have to keep the offense going. Chanel Newman puts some pressure. Oh, blocking call there against Chanel. Only the fourth team foul for the rookies, so that'll be a throw-in from the sideline for the Nanana Lynx. And here's Nanana with the ball. Passing it in. And they'll take their time. They've got all the time. Sandpoint will play at 1, so make sure you tune in for the Sandpoint boys. They will play against Tanana. Should be a great game. Good defense by Kaylee Calvert, and a reach-in foul going to be called there against King Cove and Kaylee. 22 seconds left on the clock. Coach Barker just imploring his girls to keep working hard, keep fighting. They're down by 12. And 17 seconds on the clock. Looks like Nanana is going to walk away with a win here and an automatic berth into the championship. Great job by both these teams. These ladies all worked really hard. And it was a real tight game, usually within 3 or 4 points. But Nanana was able to really lengthen that, being fueled by some great three-point shots and a full-court press. And here we go. Oh, Kaylee with a steal. 3 seconds on the clock. It's stolen right back by Kamau. And there's the buzzer to end the game. And there we go. 44-32. The Nanana Lynx have the win and an automatic berth into the championship. Great effort by Nanana and the Lynx and the rookies of King Cove, and hopefully King Cove will see these ladies again in the championship. We'll find out more about that here soon. So there we go. We've got a game coming up at 1 p.m. It's going to be the Sandpoint Eagles versus the Tanana Wolves. Make sure you tune in for what will be a great game. Virgil, we're coming back to you.